scripture says that we've been bought with a price, that our life is no longer our own. We've been paid for. Jesus, we thank you that you paid for our lives. We were dead because of our sin. We're alive only because of you. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I pray that our hearts, just for that reason alone, there's nothing else, but that alone would just overwhelm us with thanksgiving in our heart for what you've done for us. Only because of you we have life. As Luna was just reading that scripture earlier, I just went to Revelation 5. I just want to read from this. And just this moment in time in the throne room in the heavenlies where we see this shift happen, where they're going, what do we do? No one can break the seals or open the scroll. And there was this one moment I just see where it says, "Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed, and he is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." And I just see this moment of time where every eye shifts to the Lamb. It says right after this, it says, "And I saw the Lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders." Here was the Lamb of God that has been revealed to the earth. It says this in 1 John 4. It says, "God is love, and this is how he showed love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This was a moment in time where God revealed his love, who he is. He revealed his love to the earth through his Son. Jesus became love for the world. Jesus, we thank you. You are love. You are the revelation of the Father's love to us. And it is only because of you, it is only because you are the one who can now open the scroll. It's you are the lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the root of David, and you have triumphed. Because you were slain. This gaze upon Jesus turned into this I was going to say moment, but this new song went forth. And all of a sudden, not only every eye, but there was a song that was sang. There was a worship to Jesus. And it started with the elders, started with the seraphs that were around the throne. Said, "You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, because you were slain. It's because of your blood that you purchased men for God. It's with your blood. With every tribe, language, people, and nation, you have made them to be kings and priests to serve our God." Before this moment, this hadn't happened. But because of Jesus, because love being revealed to the world through his Son, through the blood of Jesus on a cross, for the atonement of our sins, everything shifted. And Lord, I know we know that, like, intellectually, but I pray that we would, that would encounter our hearts to know that love, which goes way beyond our understanding. That it would be this, that we would know, I said this earlier, it says that together with all the saints, that we would grasp how wide and long and high and deep is this love of Jesus, this love of Christ. To know this love, this is the love that surpasses all understanding, all knowledge. That as we take hold of this love, as we understand what Jesus has done for us, we take hold of Jesus. It's all eyes on Jesus as we take hold of him. So that we could be filled to the full measure of God, to the fullness, to the very fullness of everything that he has. It only happens through his love. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals this to us. Even you go back a couple of verses there, it says it's that out of his glorious riches that he would strengthen us with this power through the Holy Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And from this that then we become rooted and established in this love, in his love, in Jesus, for the purpose of having this power together with all the saints to grasp this love. It's this circular thing of we can't understand his love without the power of the Holy Spirit and without his love. And as soon as we have his love, it's his love that encounters us and empowers us to understand the depth, width, and the height, and length of his love, to fill us to the fullness of all that he has for us. So Lord, I pray today that we would have an encounter of your love, Jesus, that we would encounter you as our eyes are on you. That's why we fix our eyes on you. We fix our eyes on this love. We abide in you, without your love, without this love, we have nothing. We can do nothing. We can't. It says to be motivated by love in all we do. We can't even be motivated by love if we don't know your love. Jesus, thank you for your Holy Spirit. It reveals all things to us. It reveals the very things of Christ to us. Lord, blow our minds with your love. That as we encounter love, we become this love to the world around us. Become a fountain of your love, motivated by your love, encountered and empowered by your love, by the Holy Spirit to move in this earth to reveal the very heart of the Father, your love, Jesus, to the world around us. Lord, strengthen us in this season. May we know this love that goes beyond knowledge, that goes beyond understanding. Fill us to the fullness, that we may be like you. The scripture in 1 John 4, right after that, it says this. It says, so dear friends, since God has so loved us, we are to love one another. It says, no one has seen God. But if we love one another, if we have his love in us, and we love with that same love, it says God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is the fullness of his love in us. And reveal the fullness of it today to us. May we be a people that live from your love, through your love, by your love, abiding. Outside of that, we've got nothing. We can do nothing. John 15, you can do nothing outside of abiding in his love. 1 Corinthians 13, if you do not have his love, you have nothing. You can prophesy. You can move the mountains. You can give yourself to be burned. You can do all these things. But if you don't have love, if you don't know his love, if you haven't received his love, if you don't know Christ, we have nothing. So Lord, tonight, we want to encounter you. Fill us to the fullest. That our minds would explode. That our hearts would be so full. Jesus, we love you. We love you with all our hearts. As I came in tonight, I just understand. I just felt like the Lord just said, I just want you to glorify my son. Tonight, just glorify Jesus. And he's glorified as we set our eyes on him. He's glorified as we worship him. He's glorified as we walk in radical obedience to his commands. It says, if you love me, obey my commands. We've seen this in John 21, right before Jesus ascends to be with the Father. He asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? He's seen Jesus. He's seen the risen one, the Lamb of God. He says, do you love me? 3 times. Pray that we would walk in radical obedience to the very things that you promised. That it's in that place of, if we love you, we will walk in obedience. We will obey your commands. And you will fill us to the fullness. You'll empower us and strengthen us. You give us everything we need. You give us this divine power, the power of your Holy Spirit, to live a life to live in the fullness of the plans and the purposes you have for us. So may we step out. May we walk by faith. May we live by your words. Jesus, you are the word. May we hang on to you and hold on to you. Blessed are those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. May we hear you. May we see you. We can walk with you. Holy Spirit, lead us. And as we're led, as we follow Jesus, the very last words before he left to Peter, he says, follow me. This is what you're to do. Follow me. He says, I'm going to give you my spirit to lead you. We don't have to figure this out on our own. We have the Spirit of the living God living with us. Strengthen us in this time, Holy Spirit, that we would live according to your ways. To be called sons of the Most High, sons of the living God, and daughters. Thank you, Jesus.
Discharged to their assignment. Lord, we want to be ready. As we are allowed to enter in your throne room, Lord, our ears are attentive to what you would say. If you say, sing it, we'll sing it. If If you say speak, it will speak. If you say that person will go. Lord, we want to be ready. We're so humbled to be in your throne room, Jesus, with you. You. So grateful. Lord, let us hear tonight. Let us speak those things that we hear. We just yield our hearts right now, our minds, our souls. We lay it all down at your feet. And we just say we're ready. Lord, we want to hear what you have to say. We want your agenda, not our own. We want your plans, not ours. We just want to be empty vessels. We're willing to be filled afresh right now by your Holy Spirit. Would you just flow through this room? Would you just fill each person? Would you touch each person? Would you walk among the seats right now, touching and healing and delivering and setting free and giving words of wisdom and knowledge? We're just so expectant of your encounter. We give you all glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you want to pray, just get my attention.
Trusting Abraham and Sarah regarded the one who had made the promise as trustworthy. And so then the Lord responded by giving Abraham the potency, his seed to be full of life, to able to father a child, and then even Sarah, while past the age of having the ability to have a baby, her womb came forth in life. Lord, I ask that there's prophetic promises that you've made to people in the town of Castle Rock, and even here at this church, things that were large and big, and the expectancy and some faith was added, but it didn't come forth, and it's been hurt, and it's been buried. So now I ask, Holy Spirit, that you raise up those promises, like Abraham and Sarah, who was 13 years. Visited them the last time and said, now it's in the season. So I ask for spiritual power in the inner being of the people in this city to revisit these prophetic promises that you bring back up. They're reading their notes for a dream, and that faith would be quickened by that spiritual power that's rising up within them, so that they would the expressions of the three wise men coming here because they heard this is a birthing place. This is the Bethlehem stable. And they would come to be introduced to a deeper love of the Messiah. And then they would share their wealth too, like the three visitors for this church in this area.
Philippians, and I am certain that God who began a good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. Jesus, we just say yes and amen to the promises that you have over our lives, the promises you have over our families, the promises that you have over Castle Rock, and we just sing in faith, Lord, if it's not good, then you're not finished doing the work, because yeah, I'm just taking you at your word, Lord. He will continue the good work with you, within you until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. So, Father, would you continue work in us, Lord? And if we can't see the end, and if we lack the hope and the courage, Lord, would you help us, Holy Spirit, strengthen our inner man to hold on to the end of the day, to hold on till we see the finished good work of the Lord. And I just felt that, like, man, if it's not looking good, if it looks dark, then he's not done working. Father, we believe you at your word. I've just been overwhelmed with, like, there are these attributes of God, but really they're not attributes. It's like faithfulness isn't something he does. Love isn't something he does. It's who he is. He contains it within himself, and he can't deny who he is. So if he promised, he is faithful to complete the good work. So, Father, we believe you, and we take you at your word, Lord. If you promise, then you are faithful. You don't just act on faithfulness or do faithfulness. It's who you are, and you can't deny yourself. Not like I can't change my eye color, like just like you can't change your faithfulness. Father, would you just give us a revelation of your goodness? Oh, we thank you for the promises. Let me just say amen. You said it's yes, and we just say amen to them, Lord. Would you give us the faith? Would you give us the strategy just to continue on? And if it's not good, then you're not finished. We believe it. If it's not good, then you're not finished. I know that I know that I know. If it's not good, then you're not finished. You're faithful. And if it's not good, then you're not finished. We sing it over our families. If it's not good, then you're not finished. We sing it over our finances. If it's not good, then you're not finished. Over our government. If it's not good, then you're not finished. Your will be done, Lord. If you're not good, then you're not finished. If it's not good, then you're not finished. You'll do it, I know you will. If it's not good, then you're not finished. Then you're not finished. It's not good, then you're not finished. One more time. If it's not good, then you're not finished. Oh, let faith arise and bloom. If it's not good, then you're not finished. Oh, we tell our soul tonight. If it's not good, then you're not finished. I know. If it's not good, then you're not finished. Amen.
I just want to pray into a few of those things that Eric hit on, because we've had several prophetic words in the past that talked about either a birthing center, talked about kingdom resources, that talked about launching ministries, that talked about healings. So many of those things that, and Eric, you're from Kansas area, right? Kansas City, yeah. There's a lot of prayer over at IHOP, but he's not in our circles and doesn't know those things. And so as he was praying into him, it's just like, yes, Lord, that's the word over this house. So many of those things have already been spoken. And so, Father, we say yes to what you're saying yes to. Lord, we say yes to what's on your heart. We thank you for revealing it, Lord, through the prophets. Lord, there's not, you don't do a thing without first revealing it to your people. And so, Lord, we thank you that you've revealed this. This is something that you want to do. This isn't something that we've missed or something that the opportunity has already passed. Lord, this is still something that you're setting before us to be a birthing center, or to launch ministries and to launch kingdom resources and to create kingdom-focused businesses and be a resource for the region. Lord, we thank you that that's a destiny that's on this church. And so, Lord, we say yes. Lord, we ask for the dreams and the visions and the downloads and the blueprints and the strategies. Lord, we pray for the divine connections. Lord, for the opportunities and the people. Lord, we pray. opportune moments, Lord, where we can say yes, and we can step into what you've already been working behind the scenes to prepare for us. Lord, we hold our hands open, Lord, with an expectation that you're going to do something, but Lord, we don't know what it is, so we just say yes. Lord, we hand you a blank check to say, Lord, whatever you require of us, we want to give it for your glory. Lord, whatever you're asking of our participation and our partnership, Lord, we say yes to become the birth center, to become the resource.
dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest. As men rejoice, then divide the spoil. When they divide the spoil, for you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. This goes with promises and all of the things that have just been spoken. The battle of Midian is where Gideon took 300. He was not man of stature, yet the angel called him a man of war. He was hiding. There is a people. There is a people who are asleep that the light is shining on, and the Lord is breaking forth. Calling them Gideons across our state. They are men and women who are not of name and stature, but they are mighty warriors, even though they have to ask the Lord again to show him before he goes down. They're are 300 against 22,000, and all they do is bring trumpets and pots, and the Lord scatters the enemy, and they turn the sword on each other. So in the name of Jesus, if you're feeling the unction of there is a battle in front of you, there is uncertainty in front of you, and we can rise for the state as well. We can rise for our region. We can rise for our church. But I invite you to stand up, and I'm going to prophesy over our state. There are Gideons rising. There are Gideons rising in our land, in our state, and in our homes. There are men and women of valor who are afraid, who are sitting down, but the angels are going to them. The angels are approaching them and calling them by what the Lord calls them, as mighty warriors. They are the ones who are hidden, but the Lord sees them. The Lord sees you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that angels go forth throughout our state, that they would awaken the Gideons, and they would take heart and courage, and they would do the Lord's bidding, that they would arise and answer the call of the Lord in their time, what the Lord is calling them to. Lord, I ask for Gideons to arise in our state legislatures. Lord, I ask for Gideons to arise in our cities. I ask for Gideons to arise in our churches, that they would arise and they would declare the word of the Lord, that they would awaken the people around them to be a mighty army of faithful warriors in Jesus' name. Father, I ask right now that you would pour out your spirit of life, that they would see the light and shine on them, that they would experience the liberation of the yoke-breaking power of the Holy Spirit. So we declare right now as a people, break the yoke of bondage over our state. Break the yoke of the oppressor in Jesus' name. Let the power of the enemy be swallowed by greatness of your name. Lord Jesus, come as a breaker to break the curse of spells over our cities, over our state, over our churches. Come, Lord Jesus, over our homes. Let
men and women arise and let their voices be heard. Let courage come and consume their hearts. In Jesus' name, arise and awaken, state of Colorado. Arise and awaken, church, for your light has come. Come, Holy Spirit.
This place has been called, well, the Lord wants to establish an apostolic strategy center, and there was, it wasn't by coincidence that we moved things in here. It was kind of part of what the Lord was calling us to, from the sanctuary into this room, and set it up this way as kind of a preemptive just step of faith into what the Lord is actually going to do here as we build this apostolic strategy center, as we build this worship and prayer center. It's a place that the Lord wants to come and wants to reveal the very strategies from heaven, that He is our provider as we look to Him as the Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. And so, Lord, I thank You for the apostolic strategies. And there are strategies from heaven, and just as we're, as it was called out just about this, these Gideons, that it is a time, Gideon was just sitting, kind of doing his own thing, hiding. And the angel came in, and it was his season, it was his time to rise up. So Lord, I thank You that You are raising up people right now, that you're putting upon them the very promises that You have. It says Your very precious promises, as it talks about in 2 Peter. But I thank You for these precious promises that are being laid upon us, that are being given to us in this season, to accomplish the things that You desire, that Your glory would be revealed on the earth through Your people. But just for those of us right now in this room, and I know there's a number of people watching online, typically I have 300 to 400 every week that are online, and just put your hands up. I just felt like the Lord actually wants to to take us beyond our own abilities, to take us beyond our own mindset. When Gideon had that moment, it was way beyond anything he could actually accomplish. It was way beyond. There's no way he was going to take out 135,000 swordsmen. But you couldn't do it. And then, especially with 300 against 135,000, odds are pretty slim. But God, Lord, I thank You. Just in this place that You've called us to right now, it says this. It says, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine, than anything you could possibly ask or imagine. It's according not to your power, not to your faith. It's according to the power that is at work within you. And then it says, to Him be the glory, to the church and in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank You for the immeasurably more that we can ask or imagine that's about to come. Lord, for this very season, as we are in this place, as our eyes are on You, as we're worshiping You, it's not a matter of trying to figure things out on our own or coming up with our own strategies. It's a matter of hearing Your voice. It's a matter of being available to the very things that You have for us. It's not our ability. Just remind me of this. It is not our ability that positions us for the work of the kingdom. It's our availability. It's our yes. It's our here am I, send me. It's the name. It's the I will go for You. It's the amen. It's the let it be so to the very promises that God has for us. It's us stepping into an agreement with what the Lord already wants to establish. He's looking for those who have a wholehearted devotion to Him. Lord, I thank You for those right now in this place with a wholehearted devotion to accomplish everything that You desire to accomplish, way beyond our own abilities, way beyond anything we could actually do in our ourselves. I thank You for the Gideons that You are raising up in this season, for those who will say, okay, I will do it. doesn't make sense. I don't know how, but I heard your voice, and I will do it. Lord, I thank you right now that you are raising people, raising them up out of the dust, out of the sleepiness, awakening them to the things that are on your heart. Right now, Lord, I pray tonight that you would reveal strategies for them. Lord, that tonight, as we're laying in our beds, as we're waking up in the morning, Lord, that you're going to download things that go beyond our ability. Lord, may we not just discount or discard those things, but that we would hold on to them. As Mary held on to them, she put it in her heart. Lord, it didn't make sense that she could actually carry the Messiah. But God, she said, let it be according to you. Let it be according to your word. Lord, let it be according to the very things that you want to establish in this place. That we would say yes. In Jesus' name.
And I will rest in my confidence. My confidence is your faithfulness. And I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness, and I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness, and I will rest in your promises.
Strengthen all of those people that you have called up to ministry, Lord Jesus. people that don't have the power to break them, Lord, and that they will see your glory, and that we will have a heart for people like you have a heart for people, Lord. Give us your heart for your people. Every person that you breathe the breath of life into, Lord, may all the demons and demonic chains and things that are stopping them from knowing you break off when they're in our presence. May you speak through us, your living waters, to save the multitudes that you're longing for, Lord. The time may be short, and we just pray that all generations will come to you, Lord, and that we will be corporately together praising you and worshiping you, and your Shekinah glory will flow throughout all the earth in Jesus' mighty name.
We got just two here, and then we're going to Dan's going to close us in prayer.
Why don't we stand up? We'll just close out tonight. I just want to bless you with this. I was preaching at a church on Sunday, and the Lord showed me a few pictures over this house. It's a very important place. It's an apostolic house. When I walked in there, I felt like I have felt here, where the presence of the Lord was pressing in on the place. And it felt as if what I saw in the Spirit, there was so much pressure on the orifice, if you will, it was hard to puncture because the pressure was so great. And I had a sense that when that thing was broken, it was going to be a deluge over this house. And the Lord said that I'm about to bring deliverance to my people in the realm of distraction. I heard the Lord say this. He goes, I don't have the capacity to be number two. He said, it's not in my nature to be number two. I am not subservient. I don't answer to anyone. I have to be number one. And I saw the Lord releasing, and Nate was just a little bit ago praying against the spirit of witchcraft. That's what I saw, that Daniel was standing in a position where he was needing massive breakthrough from the Lord. He was needing revelation. And it was a 21-day war in the heavens trying to keep Daniel from hearing from God. It was a satanic assignment against the spirit of revelation to get him distracted or to get him to pull away out of his pursuit of the Lord. And the fact that he stayed engaged for that 21 days, the angel of the Lord came to him and said, the moment that you cried out for revelation, I was sent. But the prince of Persia has stopped me. And Michael, your prince of Israel, has come to bring deliverance. And I heard tonight that the Lord wants to bring a mighty deliverance even over the rock. I felt that the rock was in a position right now. I felt this the last time that I was here, was that the glory of the Lord is about to be poured out. And the Lord says there is an unusual assignment of the enemy to come. We think it would be more frontal, but it's actually working against the people of God, against the generals, to get us distracted. And the Lord said, I'm about to release a breakthrough over my people if they will set themselves free from these shackles of distraction. Proverbs 27 says that the satiated soul, those that are full, literally that word in the Hebrew means to be filled with carnality, they loathe the honeycomb. But to the hungry, even the thing that is bitter is sweet. And I heard the Lord said, I want to release a hunger over my people tonight. So according to Daniel 7, when Daniel was seeing all these distractions with these four beasts, all of a sudden the Lord came and captured the heart of Daniel and showed him a fiery throne, showed him the Ancient of Days, where the Ancient of Days was sitting, and underneath the throne were rivers of fire. I believe that tonight that the Lord wants to release fire over his people to deliver us. I felt like so many in the body right now are on the verge of hearing from the Lord for their next assignment. I felt that pastors were stuck, busy, 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 and not hearing from the Lord about the mantle and the yoke to carry, and the Lord wants to release new assignments. And we're going to cry out tonight over the rock, and I want to cry out over the region that God would deliver the people of God, the Maria Woodworth Edders that are right on the moment of a breakthrough from hearing from the Lord, a fresh release of anointing for a mighty ministry. Who was the one that led the Welsh revival? Evan Roberts, when he was just living an average young life, and all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord showed him, Evan, here's the plans that I have for you. So in the name of Jesus, I declare, Lord, the days of average Christianity in Colorado are coming to a close. I declare that you do not have the capacity to be number two in our lives. You must be number one. And so we declare tonight, with that very spirit of Elijah that's consuming your people, the very passion for Jesus, even as that John the Baptist leapt in his mother's womb when Jesus came into his presence, I declare tonight that spirit of Elijah, the spirit of John the Baptist, would rest upon us, that we would so see Jesus, begin to declare Jesus, that Jesus would be greatly revealed in our lives. Father, we make you number one. We declare you are subservient to nothing. We declare we need revelation from you. We need your voice. We need answers from you. So tonight we shake ourselves free from every demonic assignment of distraction, that the clear voice of the Lord would echo through Colorado. We would hear your assignments. We would hear your voice. The name of Jesus. And Lord, our eyes would get off of all the four beasts and the destruction, and we would begin to see a throne that's burning with fire and rivers of fire flowing out from underneath of it. God, capture the heart of the rock, capture the heart of the staff, capture the heart of pastors in Colorado. Let the watchmen catch fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose us, set us free tonight. And I declare to me a revelation of dreams and revelation. My brother just said, dreams and revelation. We're about to speak of what to do and how to do it. Eyes to see and ears to hear in Jesus' name. And once again, we declare we are done with average Christianity. We want to burn on fire for you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. He's bringing breakthrough to us. Bringing deliverance to us tonight. That church was so gripped, the Holy Spirit, it was like a bomb went off in the room in the Spirit. They called an extended fast. They met on Monday night and began to have extended hours of worship because they felt that God was about to release revelation. And I just want to declare that over us tonight, that we would hear the sound in the Spirit, that we would begin to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to hear from you and you alone. I'm cutting out every distraction right now. Cutting out anything that would try to bring a misalignment or that would try to satiate my soul. I'm setting my affections upon you in Jesus' name. So bless you with that tonight in Jesus' name.
My heart's the passion for your name. Stirred up, stirred up.
chains in my eyes. Stir it up. Stir it up in my heart, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, a passion for your name. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Compromise in my heart. No more distractions in my eyes. Stir it up. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, a passion for your name. One more time. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, a passion for your name. Jesus, we just thank you for what was prayed tonight, what was prophetically declared tonight, and we just say yes and amen. Would you put no compromise in our heart? Would our eyes not grow dim? And would you just strengthen us in this hour that we would tarry on just a little longer? And we love you, Jesus, and we praise you, and we bless your name. Amen.